Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. A lot of minor, I would say, Patriots news out there today. And I would expect we're about to get some major Patriots news here in the next 10 minutes or so. Jerod Mayo scheduled to hit the podium. We're all anticipating Patriots make their quarterback announcement. Mayo makes their quarterback announcement around 1:15. Mm-hmm. So keep it locked here. You'll hear it live here on WEEI with Jones and Keefe. We do have a little bit of insight here on some of the players the Patriots signed today. Mike Reese says, Demontre Jacobs entered the NFL as an undrafted free agent in 2023 out of South Florida with the Broncos. No career games played. Viewed as a developmental type.
All right, so we're not penciling him in as a starter.
It's one of their big claims.
Okay.
Jerod Mayo may have to address this coming up. He said we could probably potentially find our starter. He's not even on the team yet.
I think that was just, even when he said it, you're like, what are the chances that they find a guy off the scrap heap and he starts?
Right.
So they couldn't get five offensive linemen from the beginning of camp to now.
Now they're going to find him.
Now they get, they grab a guy on a Wednesday afternoon. Like, hey, in a week and a half, we have a game. We need you out there.
So he's 6'6", 315. Zachary Thomas, the other offensive lineman, I'm imagining these are the people that they would have interest in, fans. 6'5", 305, sixth round pick of the Bears in 2022 out of San Diego State. He moved to the Rams three career games.
Okay, so he's played in an NFL game.
Zero starts.
All right.
Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald adds the two names that they added. He said, of the two offensive tackles, Jacobs entered the NFL. That's the guy who was with the Broncos in 2023. Spent his rookie year on the practice squad. He's viewed as developmental. Thomas, again, has the three career starts and 36 offensive snaps. Both, both, he says, are above average athletes at their position. And then you ever seen like those relative athleticism scores? You ever seen those?
Yes.
The images that people will tweet out right after the draft. Usually.
Yeah.
He then has those for each player. So they're above average athletes, but neither one has played much.
They couldn't crack a lineup wherever they were, but maybe they'll crack this one. For those guys, you had an opportunity to play. It's here because they are desperately looking for some combination. Was it last week? It was like last Thursday's practice or whatever it was. It was like the practice right before the last preseason game. A lot of the beat writers were like, I think they might have stumbled onto what the five might be, but like, let's see. So I don't think either of those guys are starting week one.
And that was before Laydon Robinson got just shoved around in the last preseason
game. Probably
changed. So that's what the Patriots have done today in terms of waiver claims. They set their roster yesterday. Bailey Zappi, if you're just tuning in, claimed by the Chiefs, which means, I don't know, he might win a ring this year, for God's sakes.
He might. So it's practice squad with the Chiefs, but I believe it's also just third on the depth chart. So,
and we think Jerod Mayo is going to make his announcement on the starting quarterback shortly. If he doesn't, we have thoughts on that. Certainly, I think it'd be telling and maybe even good news for Drake May. If he doesn't make an announcement today, if he announces Jacoby Brissett,
most likely scenario, it's Brissett. Least likely scenario, it's May. Middle one for me is no decision.
No announcement. Joe Milton's nowhere on that list.
That is the fourth option, I guess, on there.
Put that one below it. And then Nick, your report from earlier that Zappi was going to be the starting quarterback.
I am not
You're out.
You're already out. It's a three-horse race. Yep. Stay tuned. We're going to get to Jerod Mayo live from the podium. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, as promised. Let's go right to Foxborough here from the head coach, Jerod Mayo, maybe with a big quarterback announcement.
You know, last couple of days have been pretty difficult as far as cut down day is concerned. It's tough on the players. It's tough on their families. And it's also tough on the coaches in the scouting department. We all understand the business part of it. It's still very fluid as far as, you know, the practice squad and our roster as a whole. But at the same time, you know, I told the players privately that I'm very thankful for their professionalism and understanding the business part. And I want to make sure I express it here publicly as well. Those guys just they handled the news like true professionals. And I'm very appreciative of it. You know, as a that was my first time doing it. But like I said, it was very difficult. Looking forward to, you know, putting the rest of the roster together, the practice squad, and then really just looking forward to getting the team ready to go against Cincinnati. This week for us, it's really about just getting the Patriots better, and then next week it'll be about preparing for a game.
Brock, can you give us any information on starting quarterback?
Yeah, so, you know, I know everyone wants to know that. I'm going to talk to the individual players tomorrow. I'm going to have a team meeting tomorrow, and then I'll get it to you guys.
Okay, I think we're done here. I think that's all we need. That's it? That's it?
So they're going to talk to the individual players, meaning Jacoby Brissett and Drake May don't know who the starter is.
Allegedly, yeah.
Well, if you base it off of just what he said
Taking it at face value, yes.
And he wants to tell the team This was also one of the reasons why we thought we didn't hear it Monday. Like, he didn't just tell Greg, or it was why we didn't hear it yesterday. Right? It was an off day yesterday, I believe. So you wanted to get the team in together. So you couldn't tell him today before you had this long scheduled 1:15 press conference?
Clearly not. He had tons of guys he had to talk to. They all took it like men when he cut them on Sunday.
Yes, we've made a decision. Just haven't communicated. And honestly, I want those guys to hear it first from me before they hear it from someone else.
Right.
We've made a decision, which is no surprise. He even said that before. It's not his decision.
That's a good point.
It's we've made a decision.
I don't get. They're practicing at 3:00. Why wouldn't you tell him today?
Tell the team today.
I know why they wouldn't tell him. And by the way, it's annoying. He gets up there and he goes, oh, practice squad, roster's fluid, cut down day. They all took it like men. This week's about us. Next week's about the Bengals, blah, 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 blah. He waits for a question about it.
I was surprised by that.
Me too.
I thought it was going to be a part of the preamble.
That's annoying, but they practice today. I think Drake May is a starter.
Really? It's open. The door's open. The door's ajar.
Why else wouldn't you say it unless Drake May's the guy? We said this all day. We said this
all the fellas.
We've said this all day.
Unless, gotta tell the troops.
Unless Brissett's hurt and they're waiting on like MRIs, I think May's the starter. I now think Drake May is the starting. Why else would you delay it?
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Well, this whole process has been wild. What's up is down. What's down is up. Jacoby's the starter. We don't have a starter. Jacoby's QB1. It's been all over the map. They're tweeting out a photo of his new jersey number. Like, there's a lot happening right now with this team. I think Jacoby's still the starter, but you have to feel like there's a chance anyway that Drake May is going to be the guy. If they haven't announced it yet, this quarterback controversy continues. Now, he says they've made a decision, but you can't publicly say what it is yet because you're still dragging it out. You're still waiting to talk to everybody on the team before you announce it. Yeah, that is surprising to me. I thought we were going to get an answer today.
Maybe I need to hear it again. They're busy back there. I think they're still previewing some of what's going on. Do you have it? I want to hear this again, Nick. Somebody texted the show, 37937, that maybe he's going to tell everybody later today, like after. But let me just hear the wording one more time.
Can you give us any information on who you started quarterback?
Yeah, so, you know, I know everyone wants to know that. I'm going to talk to the individual players tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Thank you. That's what I thought I heard. Tomorrow. That's all I needed.
Tomorrow.
Right. So the texter said...
Some of the texters heard today.
The texter said today. No, and that's why I just wanted to double check that.
Yep.
He said tomorrow. He's wait. They're at practice today.
Give me a heads up.
They've all been at the facility. Lord knows, they don't even practice until 3, which, by the way, we haven't even talked about this. That's pathetic.
It is odd.
That is just the softest thing I've ever heard of. For some... Keith, you know, you've worked nights. I've worked nights. Like, for somebody who worked that late in the day, by the time I got into work, I'm like, my God.
Yeah, it's like a college team that has class all day and then has to go and wait till the last class.
So, like, they've all been at the facility. They're probably just like, when is practice starting? For God's sakes, they're lying around the facility. They've had, like, 3 lunches. They've worked out.
You can't get a hold of Jacoby and Drake and talk to those guys?
So, he's going to meet with them tomorrow. I just wanted to double check. That's what I heard. That's what I jotted down. That is what I heard.
But
he's going to meet with them tomorrow.
He's basically, if you take him
it's Drake May.
At his word, but Drake May still doesn't know.
The players they know. They've made a decision.
They have, but they're like, we're not going to tell anybody, including you guys, which is fine. Like, whatever. You don't want to tell us, fine.
Do you think he has to meet with Elliot Wolf and Alex Van Pelt later today?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, guys, you know what?
Are you sure about this?
No. Just like right after practice. Hey, Gerard, after practice, why don't you come into our office? We'll tell you who the starter is.
Yeah, well, I bet they did tell him who it was.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure anymore.
You think Mayo said who it was?
No. You mean the players?
No. Van Pelt and Wolf told Mayo who's starting.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
we agree on that.
Yeah, I just wonder if they were waiting till after practice to do it. But no, it's their call, I think. When it comes to...
I mean, it just kind of continues this offseason. The text line seems to really be enjoying it. They're like, what a joke. What an absolute joke. We don't have an answer yet. Like, who is the freaking quarterback?
Man, did we build that up.
Yeah.
All day, I'm like, we're going to get an announcement. So if not, this is chaos, I feel like.
Yep.
It feels like they're either afraid to make an announcement or there's not like universal agreement on what they're going to do. And so, like, that's its own story, and we can dive into that if you want. My main takeaway is, why would you delay the announcement unless you were doing something unexpected, which is Drake May? I mean, that's still right back where I am.
But even by like a day or two, I don't really get it. Like, what's the advantage of holding this out for another couple of days? Or it just speaks to maybe a little bit of dysfunction. Like, you don't get all your ducks in a row. Like, you're still trying to figure this whole thing out. You want to talk to the players, which I get. I think, like, that part overall, like, just in a vacuum, I think that's good. I hate those stories when you hear players, these roster moves happen. Like, yeah, I read about it on Twitter. Or remember, like, the whole thing with Ime Udoka and the Celtics? Yeah. They all learned about it, like, on ESPN or, like, Woj. Or, like, they didn't know that they were losing it. I like communicating with your players first, but it seems like you're dragging your feet. Well, it seems like you've had multiple opportunities to tell them what your decision was.
I'm curious if there's any reporting today.
And now, like, you asked, at 10 o'clock, would we get the info before 1:15? I'm like, no, like, it's made it this far. Even the reporters that are in, like, the back pocket for the team, I think they would wait and let Gerard do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he says, we'll let you know tomorrow. Mayo doesn't have a press conference tomorrow, right? I don't think so.
Hang on. He hasn't been talking on Thursday. Let me look.
So he's like, well, we're going to tell them tomorrow. So once you tell 100 guys or 53 guys plus all the coaches and everything else, it's probably going to get out.
And Mayo talks. Oh, that's Tuesday. I'm sorry. So, Mayo does not talk Thursday. Yeah. Mayo talks again Friday at 10:30 on the last schedule that I see.
So, So Friday at 10:30, I feel like it becomes the last possible time for us to find out. But don't you think somebody has it tomorrow? I bet, like, Rappaport or Schefter has it tomorrow.
Well, here's what I wonder. And you can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. Your reaction to Gerard Mayo not telling us again. Like, we know. Ha-ha. We're not telling you. And by the way, he was early again.
He's always early. We thought we timed it up like beautiful.
This is annoying. We said this earlier. Don't be too early to my party. Don't be too late to my party. It starts at a certain time.
If you want the presser to start at 1:10, have it start at 1:10. Just tell people it's 1:10.
They said it was 1:15. He was talking at, like, before 1:15.
Do you know what Hart's theory on this was that, like, if you start early, maybe not all the media members are there, and then you can also kind of, like, get out early. Like, there's not as many questions to be had. There's not as many reporters.
I already talked about that.
Yeah.
And as a reporter, you don't know. You're like, I wasn't here.
I missed this. Yeah.
You don't want to draw that attention on yourself. So, no, I
this was, to me, the second most likely scenario, though. We went over it before. I thought the most likely was just Jacoby's the starter. Second, but a distant second, was we'll let you know later. And then third and last was Drake May.
Well, fourth was
Joe Milton. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you cover all the bases.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fourth.
So, look, you can jump in on this. Your reaction to Gerard Mayo not telling us. Does it tell you anything about who the starting quarterback is? Why haven't they made an announcement? 617-779-7937. You can listen in to Andy Hart and Christian Arkin. They come your way today at 2 o'clock. They're scheduled to talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora.
Big win last night.
At 2:30.
Needed
so mark that down. It was. When it comes to the decision, I've said I now think it's much more likely. I think it's Drake Mayo.
You've turned.
I don't have another theory.
Yep.
And I said early in the day, I'm like, astronomically, the chances increase it's Drake May. Why else wouldn't you tell us? Who do you think the starting quarterback is? Still Brissett?
I think it's still Brissett. Good text saying that maybe he's afraid to say Jacoby because of all the different follow-up questions that could follow there. Like, you just said the other day, Drake's outperformed him. You said it was a competition.
I like this.
So then this way,
he needs to do, like, debate prep. He has to, like,
I'm not ready to talk about this. Because, honestly, Mayo's probably thinking, too, like, this isn't my decision.
Right.
So now I have to answer for Van Pelt and Wolf's decision?
Yeah, can we walk
Why
through
do
that?
I have to do that?
Guys, I know we're going to do this Wednesday. Can we do one more day of debate prep?
One more day, I'm not ready for this.
And then I'll make the announcement.
I still think it might be Jacoby, but I read into it this way, too. Like, if you're waiting this long, clearly you're not super confident or everybody's not on the same page or whatever to just straight up announce who it is. But if Jacoby ends up being the starter, it leaves the door open to he might not be week two. Like, you're so flimsy about it that you're going with Jacoby.
It's not a long leash.
If he doesn't look very good, even injury aside, if he's healthy but he doesn't look good, first home game rolls around, maybe Drake May's out there.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, week two doesn't make sense. Why would you start in week two if you weren't going to start in week one? Josh Allen's first start, week two. Justin Herbert's first start, week two.
Home opener.
Very different reasons.
Maybe Kraft's have input in that. I don't know.
Home opener. And Seattle's not good.
No, that's as soft of a landing spot you can probably find for Drake May on this schedule.
So that's what I think. The Jets, I was just pulling up the schedule. Jets are a short week, week three, right?
Yes.
So you're not.
Is that their one primetime game?
Yeah, you're not going to do it there. I wouldn't.
That's a nice Jets team, too.
I don't respect the Jets all that much, but, like, I don't want his first game to be on a short week of prep.
Yeah, so they Sunday at 1 at Cincinnati, Sunday 1 home against Seattle, and then Thursday primetime at the Jets.
Yeah, so that's not
an
ideal.
And then you're at the Niners.
Right, so and Niners is not a good place to do it either.
No, but, like, there is no great place. Like you said, Seattle's the best of the bunch,
but
it's your first NFL game.
Well, I think week one is fine. I think week two
no problem.
Week two is fine. I think week five and week six, I know Andy Hart's big on this, I think that's the Dolphins and the Texans off the top of my head. Yes, both home games. Correct. Those also make a lot of sense.
Yep.
So there's four opportunities in the first 6 weeks to get him in there, in my estimation. So we get to your feedback quickly. The only thing I was going to say about this, I wonder if there's reporting tonight about the players being like, what the hell are we doing? You know, like probably. Reese, Perry, Curran, Giardi, Hart, whomever.
Because as you know, when teams are bad, guys talk way more.
100%. And guys are just like we're not going to get a leak on who the starting quarterback is. Like, I don't think Mike Reese, no offense to his reporting chops, hashtag Scoops Keith.
Scoops could have it. You never know.
I don't think anybody's going to say, yeah, the Patriots haven't announced it yet, but the starting quarterback is X. I don't think we're going to get that report tonight. But we might get reports from guys close to players. Mm-hmm. Keep the DMs open there, Keith.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wide open.
Where it's like, what the hell are we doing?
What are we doing?
Fair question.
Why are we handling it this way? When are we going to commit to a quarterback? Why do we keep kicking the can down the road? Why are they making us wait till tomorrow? Why we show up to practice today? What the hell? Like, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we get some reporting in that vein tonight.
It's also just a weird spot to put the starter in. Be like, yeah, you won the job, but like barely, and we weren't really ready to announce it until the bitter end. Like, we're trying to be the last team to announce who the starting quarterback is. So, yeah, but although maybe we shouldn't look at it as such a surprise just based on how it's gone throughout camp, what Mayo has said, what he hasn't said, like what Ellie was. Like, we keep hearing about a plan, and it's funny because Greg asked him, what was the plan? And in that answer, he immediately brought up Jacoby Brissett. He immediately brought up rookies who have struggled.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be May. No. But, like, there are horror stories.
Yes. Stiff stop.
It's kind of hard to keep it all straight. It really is. And so, also, the big difference this year, it's not just what they say and how open and honest they are, but for 20 years, you had one guy making all those decisions. Now you have six, eight. They're all like, who has final? Like, I'm sure a lot of people have input, and a lot of people should have some input in who the starting quarterback should be. But who has the final decision?
That's different.
It's not Mayo, because with the roster, we know it's Elliott Wolf, because Elliott Wolf said it and Gerard Mayo said it. Who has final decision on the quarterback? Nobody's really said. They've all kind of went with the, well, it's a group, and like a lot of people have input. We've never heard straight up who has final say.
No.
Because just like the draft, somebody has to. There's a decent chance there's a tie or whatever else, or people aren't. It's never going to be unanimous. Especially the more people you bring into your group, it won't be unanimous.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the person with final say these days is Jonathan Kraft, which would be another check mark in Drake May's favor.
True.
What's the holdup? Why wouldn't they make an announcement today? You still think it's Brissett?
I think it's Brissett.
I now think it's Drake May. And that changed today. That changed with the lack of an announcement from Gerard Mayo in the last 15 minutes. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you waiting patiently. 617-779-7937. Matt's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Right.
I know this is at least the second time he's done this. And I'm trying to be with Gerard Mayo, but that's like saying, in venture capitalism, you have a 1:30 meeting, sneak in at 1:15, and then, bounce out. Like, it's kind of not how the way it works, as far as I know. Kind of looks like a clown show.
Okay, it does look like a clown show.
Clown show.
Had to sneak in. He's a venture capitalist? Is that what he is? I'm saying that the caller might be.
Oh, maybe.
You think I was like a humble brag? Like,
could be.
My history in venture capitalism is you squeeze in an interview here and then you hightail
it. Or this, like, listen, the microphone doesn't work until 1:15. That's what time the mic goes on. You can stand in front of it all you want.
It's going to be my second presidential debate reference, but you got to mute the mics until...
Hey, you mute the mics.
Mute the mics at 1:15.
Nobody asks a question. You wait. You're like, just wait. I'm like waiting for everybody else to show up so we can ask you the questions. But yeah, just disappointing. But so is most of the preseason.
But do you agree it feels like they're a clown show? That was his word, his phrase.
I think so, because if there was...
It feels clownish,
like, look around the league every year, and it's the teams that not only have a quarterback battle, you're like, well, that's not ideal. Like, if you don't know who your quarterback is going into the year, that sets you up for failure. But then training camp is over, the preseason schedule is over, and you still don't have a quarterback, let alone you don't have an offensive line. Like, that's secondary. That also, I guess, sort of adds to the clown show mentality. Like, when you say with a straight face, we have the third waiver claim and the starting offensive line might not be on the team.
Well, the third waiver claim thing they've talked about multiple times. That second piece was Mayo the other day on the Greg Hill show.
But that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we might not have our starting line right now, and we don't know who the starting quarterback is. So, like, if that's not a clown show, then what is?
Clown show is the right term.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Too bad.
Let's go to Christian in the truck. Go ahead, Christian.
Hi. My opinion is they are so awful, and it's going to be such a bore to watch them this year. This is the only way they can keep your interests up, because they just have no talent, and watching them during the preseason has been a yawn.
Okay, so I don't totally disagree with that.
The longer
they string it out, the more interest there becomes in this story, the more people are focused on it, and the better chance that you keep them week one, I guess. I mean, I buy into that to a degree.
Well, it's like Saved by the Bell. Zach and Kelly.
Won't they?
Correct.
Yeah.
And it was all about the chase. And then once they were together, the producers have said people lost a little interest. So you got to break them back up and then get them back together. So if Drake, you're just giving Drake May right out of the shoot, maybe you're not as invested in this, when is it finally going to be Drake May thing? Although I think that can backfire, and I think people will eventually get annoyed with that.
Who was the other girl Saved by the Bell brought in?
Tori.
She came in very strange.
There was a lot of plot holes there.
Leather jacket, tough girl.
Yeah, she was. But that was because Kelly and Jesse both were like filming other things. And I think they told him, like, oh, we're only going to do this many episodes. Then they got more episodes. Then it was a disaster.
Tori.
Yeah, Tori. And she was fine, but it made no sense. And you're like, where's Kelly and Jesse?
I liked, and Billy, I know you'll back me up on this. I like Leah Remini as a love interest for Zach Morris.
Sure.
Stacey Carosi.
Yeah, Stacey Carosi.
On the beach.
Her dad on the beach club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was good. She was very good.
Malibu Sands.
Then
thank you, the Malibu.
Right into Scientology. Right after that,
that's true. And then King of Queens.
She got out of it though. Yeah, King of Queens.
Yeah.
No.
She escaped. Did you watch that?
King of Queens? No, I never did.
No, the
Scientology.
The,
thing.
The escaping Scientology. Whatever it's called.
Most of it.
Yeah. Your wife like it? My wife liked that very much.
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
we watched some of it. It's not for me.
Not for you. Okay.
No.
Okay. The Jones household.
I mean, I wish them the best, and I'd like to know where Miskevich is or whatever the story is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
But. A little out of my jurisdiction.
But okay, the will they or won't they, is that keeping people interested? Is that part of the calculation?
That's possible, but he mentioned like there's a chance for the season to be just boring, which is one of the worst thing you want for your professional sports team. If Brissett's the starter, I think it's a good chance you're boring. Like, you're going to be bad either way. Drake May, I think, ends that boring thing. Like, maybe we find out that he stinks, right? Maybe we do. But you at least want to see it. And if it plays out for a whole season and you're going to be looking for those highlight moments or the time where you're like, all right, if you could do that a little bit more consistently, and then, you know, flash back to like Josh Allen's rookie year where he was far from a finished product. But I think that is going to get people's interest far and away more than anything else they could possibly do.
I like this text, 37937. Keith, your boy John Farrell would say, I think we have three starting quarterbacks.
Yes, he would have. Yeah, he would have. And we have no problem. And then he would have called me Ryan. So,
is that what he tended to do? He called you Ryan?
He called me Ryan once.
Oh.
Yeah, but he never called me Rich. He just called me Ryan once when he was mad.
I would hate to hear his parental advice to you. I feel like that. If you thought that text earlier today was below the belt, I would hate to hear that.
Yeah, no, he was an intense man.
Like I said, Ryan.
Wow, there it is. Like I said, Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan. I'm like, what?
You down dare.
That was one that was on the phone, so I wasn't able to confront him.
Yeah.
I was like, I was like,
what was the question that he stared you down? You guys were at the studios at Fenway.
And you stared back.
Yeah, because I was like,
we have five number ones.
Yeah. Like, what is he going to do? Come over and kick my ass? I mean, maybe.
Right.
I mean, he for sure would kick my ass, but I'm like.
See the jar on that guy?
Oh, he'd pummel me. Dude, he would. That's a guy who pummels people.
Oh, he pulls lobster pots.
Yeah.
It's like what he does.
He's got big mitts.
What did you say?
It was a question. I remember what it was about. It was, I think it was like a Carrabas report about like how he was using the bullpen and like players and maybe even the pitching coach, like whatever it was, like a lot of players were like pissed
second guessing him.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, what do you like, what's your response to this?
It's not an Apple Watch.
And then he like stared at me and he was like pissed about it. I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm like, it's not like my report, like I'm just like asking you what you think about this. And then it was like he stared daggers through me.
Like I said, Ryan,
I was like, all right, dude, calm down.
How dare you.
Relax. Everybody relax. Talking about America's pastime here. Not trying to fight anybody.
I'm Kick Keefe. Everybody knows that.
Kick Keefe.
Ray's in Revere. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, guys. I don't think there's any entertainment value to the fans of watching Jacoby Brissett with what will be an historically bad roster.
Agreed. Yes.
And I think for that reason alone. And it really, from my vantage point, the development risk and injury risk isn't worth putting the guy out there. And I would have preferred them actually keeping Zappy versus watching Jacoby Brissett, who's just not going to get any better, and he's not inspiring at all. Terrible product to watch this year, and if it's only May, I think you might get people to watch.
Okay. I do think the – and I agree to some to a certain standpoint that delaying the news keeps people invested in this and that. We're all going to watch week one. Whether it's Jacoby Brissett
it's
or
football.
Bailey Zappi or Joe
game.
Milton or Drake, but we're all going to watch – well, we're not going to watch every game. We're going to watch week one.
I guess if they're like 0-6 and it's Jacoby Brissett, we're all going to be pretty tempted to go red zone.
The four of us,
are going to watch it, but everybody else, you could lose people.
Yeah, I'll start getting an itchy trigger finger to go to red zone if they're 0-6 and it's Brissett every week. Most fans are going to lose if it's that.
If they're 0-4 and Jacoby Brissett is still the starter and they're playing week 5 at home against Miami, what does the stands look like? It gets packed because they don't get the Fenway Park like, oh, it's Fenway treatment.
No.
You got to drive all the way out to Foxborough,
right?
Pay an arm and a leg to park, pay an arm and a leg to get in there and get beers and stuff. Like we saw at the end of last year, it was not looking great inside the stadium.
I buy it to a degree, but like not necessarily for week one and even the home opener thing. I don't really make a case from a business standpoint that the reason they would start Drake May week two against Seattle is they got to fill up the stadium. It's the home opener. I imagine it's going to be pretty full.
They should do okay.
And I think people are going to watch, it's still week two. So I don't think you're worried about your business that early. If you are, then it's way worse than I thought. I just think Seattle is a relatively soft landing spot. And if Brissett and the team are that bad week one, there's recent evidence of teams not committed to a young, highly drafted quarterback, specifically who May has been compared to.
Making the switch.
And they've switched early, right away. This would be a home opener against what I think is a pretty weak team. So that's the case I'm making, not really a business
team. So the caller also mentioned that he would rather see Bailey Zappi than Jacoby Brissett. So if you missed it today, yesterday Zappi got cut. Today he got signed to the Chiefs practice squad. So last year, Bailey Zappi got cut, cleared waivers, came back to the practice squad. And as we know, the Patriots quarterback situation a year ago, even worse than it is this year.
Mm-hmm.
They had just Mac Jones when they initially cut it down to 53. Then they went through a million transactions, and they ended up even playing Zappi. So do you think any part of them thought he might come back and they could get him for cheap, and then if something happened to Brissett, they could play him?
I'm pretty sure they thought they could get him back, yeah. Now, I don't know that they care, but I'm pretty sure no one else is going to want him.
They treated him like garbage all preseason, and it's not the Belichick regime, so it's not – these guys didn't draft him.
Nope.
They didn't play him, so it is different. But they kept him all preseason. They brought him back. They kept him the whole time. It was the last day of cuts. He gets cut. I wonder if they were a little arrogant to be like, worst case scenario, we always can get Zappi again. And it's like, no, he's somewhere else. You don't have that option.
Disagree with, was it Ray who called in?
Yeah.
I don't disagree with him on, I think I'd rather watch Zappi than even Brissett.
Brissett's at the bottom of the watchable list.
I don't think there's a big gap between those two would be my point. I know what Brissett is. I think I know what Zappi is. And either way.
Ooh, great point by a texter.
Yeah.
Week 5, I was talking about that. So that's the second home game where they could be 0-5 or 0-4. That's also Tom Brady doing the game.
Right.
It's a Fox game. It's a 1:00, but Tom Brady's going to be on the call, his first Patriot game. For a fan experience, that better be Drake May. I don't need Brady being like, oh, good throw there by Brissett.
Remember when me and Jacoby went, he
teammates.
Came with us to the Kentucky Derby. And remember when he was a rookie.
Yep.
And we'll just do trips down memory lane about how much he likes Jacoby
and
Brissett.
And like what a great guy he is, which we already know. It's
right.
Very well established.
Yeah, say it again. You heard him yesterday on Hart Cant.
Yeah.
Andy Hart.
Incredible guy. I wouldn't mind having a beer with him, having a talk with him. I just don't want to watch him play football. Not for the team that I'm rooting for.
No, not with my eyeballs.
No, thank you.
Not even your
eyeballs.
I wouldn't want to watch it. Not for even one snap.
I don't.
Do I want to watch it? Sounds like a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Wonderful
great
man.
Guy. Looks good in number 7 now. Switched over to number 7, but stay pinned to the bench.
Yeah,
please.
Great friend. Never want to see you play football.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Not for me.
617-779-7937. You have Christian Arcan and Andy Hart standing by at 2:00. They'll be at Fenway Park talking to Alex Cora. I'm sure they'll be reacting to the news. Or lack thereof today from Jerod Mayo. We'll wrap things up next.
Brett, can you give us any information on who you started quarterback?
Yeah, so, I know everyone wants to know that. I'm going to talk to the individual players tomorrow. I'm going to have a team meeting tomorrow, and then I'll get it to you guys.
They've made a decision. Yeah, they did. When we say they,
Elliot Wolf and Alex Van Pelt told Gerard Mayo who the starting quarterback is.
Yeah, they've clued him in.
But Mayo hasn't told Brissett or May yet.
Or anybody else on the team. Yeah, no one else on the team. They're going to do that tomorrow.
But it sounds like based on that, he's going to talk to the quarterbacks first, then the entire team, and then I guess, what, we wait for Schefter to tweet it out? Like, I don't think he's not planning to talk tomorrow.
Unless they're changing the last schedule that I saw, media schedule, is that Mayo isn't planning on talking again or scheduled to talk again until Friday. So, right, you're gonna tell the quarterbacks tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Then you're going to do a team-wide meeting. Then you're going to go out to practice, and
right.
It won't leak until he talks Friday. No chance.
It's for sure going to leak.
And in the meantime, I'm no beat writer, and I don't live in the scoops world as you do.
No, it's tough.
But I would be texting any player on the roster I know going, hey, what do you think about the lack of an announcement? And I wouldn't be surprised. Who's good with the players? Karen Garigian or somebody like that?
Sure. Yeah. Plus, aren't you, because they made a bunch of claims today, you're also going to have some guys that might find out that might get cut, like might not even be on the team. Like, it's going to turn into the Wild West.
But like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a leak tonight from the players who are like, what on earth are we doing?
Yeah,
by the way, Curran said yesterday, I don't even know that the Patriots are late to making this announcement. I believe they are now officially the last team to announce a starting quarterback.
Yeah, they had one other team with them.
I believe, unless I'm missing something,
yeah.
Pittsburgh has announced their starting quarterback. They are going with Russell Wilson over Justin Fields.
Mr. Unlimited getting another crack at it.
Now,
who was actually pretty good for Denver last year.
And Tomlin announced that. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Why did he just come out and say who the starting quarterback was going to be? What you do if you understand how to manage people, and Gerard learned this at Optum.
Yeah.
Because he was in that world.
He sure was.
Managing people.
I feel like that was more of a actual competition, too. Because
which way
were they going to go? Both are new to the team. Neither was a draft pick by the team. They're both sort of all right, let's see what we have in these guys. You're getting them on both good deals. They've both been starters in the league. One of them, obviously, a much better track record. And it felt like Wilson always had the leg up. Plus,
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
You got to be unlimited.
Well, he sure is. And so Justin Fields seems a little bit more like a long shot, but they at least gave him a crack at it, and so they go with Wilson. Everybody else, it's either obvious or it's been named, including three different rookies are starting week one.
Williams, which we basically knew from the second he was drafted.
He was.
Daniels, same. And Bo Nix.
Yeah.
And J.J. McCarthy was probably well on his way to getting that job if he didn't get hurt.
I was going to say, McCarthy probably would have. And then Penix is the only one that had like a real starter in front of him. And so he's going to back up Kirk Cousins. Like, okay. But Drake May can't beat out Jacoby Brissett? Or maybe he can, but it wasn't the plan all along. So
right.
Even though everything we've seen has been Drake May better than Jacoby Brissett, even that's not good enough. So, yeah, it's frustrating. And it's also something, as a Patriots fan, we never had to deal with for 20 years.
Well, so I was going to ask you this earlier.
Brady Bledsoe, right? And then after that, it was just like every year you knew who the coach and the quarterback were, and there was no question.
So I agree. Bill never really had to do it, although
last couple years maybe.
He eventually did with Brady and Bledsoe, you know, and he volunteered. I'm trying to remember now. I wasn't around the team then. I was in high school. Brag. During the dynasty, when they showed the decision, that was like a Wednesday press conference. He showed up, and you referenced this yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't get both guys ready.
Right.
It's not fair to them.
Right.
We're going with Brady.
But
he
then
came
once,
out and said it.
But then it was like there was never a quarterback controversy because he had the greatest one of all time, and you said goodbye to Bledsoe, and it was just all Brady. Then it became, you know, Cam Newton and that whole thing, and then Mac Jones. And he stuck with Mac Jones a bunch, probably longer than he should have.
How do you think Bill would handle this? This exact situation? I know we don't know, because you're right. There wasn't really much evidence of this or opportunity to do this. How do you think Bill would handle this?
It's a good question.
I think we'd find out Sunday morning of week one.
It would be later, yeah. I think we're going to find out. As much as we're saying they're late on this, it would have been longer.
I mean, we didn't know who the offensive coordinator was a few seasons ago until got done with the first game.
Because correct me on the timeline, but didn't they ended up cutting Cam Newton, and in part was just like, we can't have him as a backup because a lot of the players like him, and it would be weird.
Where on the calendar do we find out about Mac Jones? I feel like we knew by now. I feel like
they
cut Cam.
And then so it was like, all right, well, obviously this guy is won the job.
What day was that? Hang on, I'm Googling.
So, because now this one is... Yeah, Belichick, if he had the rookie quarterback...
That wasn't until August 31st. They released Cam Newton on August 31st, Mac Jones to start.
But also, the season, I think, might have been a little bit... Like, the season starts, like, the 5th or whatever, or the... No, but whatever. Similar timeline, I guess.
Skimming through the story
like,
to see
what
the Patriots
was, but whatever. So, give or take, right around the same time. Maybe a little bit later. But that was a bit, you know, bringing him back was a surprise. Then cutting him was kind of a surprise, and it was like a whole, it was a whole thing. But if Bill
Patriots open later that year, September 12th.
I'm also not sure. Do you think Bill would have even drafted Drake May at three? Like, you might not even have had
good point.
This, like,
no, that's what I'm saying. You have to imagine Bill in this exact scenario, which is hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Would Bill would probably take this right up till week one.
Yeah,
I think
he probably would have. But that's the other thing is, you wouldn't have guessed, like, whose decision it was. And you wouldn't have guessed, like...
No, we all knew it was Bill.
Yeah,
and we were just like, Bill hates the media, and Bill doesn't want to give us anything, and Bill thinks he's above it.
He's going to drag it out.
Six championships. Oh, wait, actually, it's eight rings, and so we all have to lick his boots for any information. Like, at least with Bill, we'd know why he was doing it.
I know.
Because he just thought he was above it and didn't need to give us anything.
So do you think tomorrow...
This I don't get.
Tomorrow on the show, between 10 and 2, do you think we have... Has it come out by then? Because if he's talking to the team tomorrow, he didn't specify what time. I know they don't get into late, but does it get leaked tomorrow at some point during our show tomorrow?
I'm going to say yes, but I thought we were absolutely going to get the announcement today.
Yeah, I thought we were too. So
I thought there was. I thought we were absolutely getting the news today, and I think in a functional organization, you would have. Like Pittsburgh, say what you want about them. You might not love their roster. You might not love Tomlin. You might not love their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's a functional organization. They announced it today. They dragged it out. They got through the preseason. Wednesday after, they said, hey, the coach is speaking. Name the quarterback.
Yeah.
Jerod Mayo, meanwhile, says, we know. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
The players don't know. I'm going to tell you later on this week.
My other question would be,
that doesn't feel functional.
Like, well, when did you come up with that decision? Like, did you have that decision before the preseason finale? It sounds like you probably didn't. Because, like, it didn't sound like they had it really yesterday.
No.
Or Monday, I should say. They didn't have it Monday. Or he's just, you know, keeping it quiet. But so, yeah, there's probably some high-level meeting yesterday where they decided, but they haven't talked to the players yet.
Yeah.
So I think, tomorrow, I think it's probably out.
Okay, leaks out. I'm curious if we get any reporting on player dissatisfaction tonight. I now think it's going to be Drake May, by the way, not to bury the lead. I think the only reason you kick this can down the road and wait to make an announcement is because you're making the switch to Drake May. That's not what I think.
I hope you're right.
I think
it's Brissett.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It would not be the first time Keith thinks it's Brissett. We'll find out what Christian Arkan and Andy Hart think, how they read this story from Jerod Mayo. They're live at Fenway Park. They're going to talk to Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox, at 2:30. I will be back here on Jones and Keith tomorrow. A lot of ground covered today, Keith.
A lot of stuff, RFK Jr.
Big stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff.
Space versus the ocean, which apparently has been very well talked out in
the
past.
I guess so.
Could never be talked about again.
Nope. But we differed on that. That's one thing that we did not see eye to eye on.
That's true. We did not agree on that. We'll see what we disagree on tomorrow at 10 o'clock here on WEEI.